My name is Chuki. For those of you who are here for the first time, when Geshe-la arrives, we'll all stand out of respect for the teachings. Some of us will make prostrations, but don't feel at all obligated to do that. If you have anything that might make noise during the teachings, it would be great if you could put it on mute. We're going to use the gold prayer books for just a couple of the prayers that we do. If you're in a chair there behind you, and if you're sitting in the pews there on the end, so you can pass those down. First, I'm going to start by reading our prayer list. Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters, all the Tibetans who've been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Venerable Ann McNeil, Sarah Askew, Francis Bride, Jerry Eastler, Dr. Merrill Harmel, Mary Holler, Lyle Landis, Francis Myers, Julia Sanchez, Eloise Nolan Warren, Allie the Dog, Monty the Cat, and Pema the Cat. Job Search. Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Lee Clark, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Greg Weaver, and Sandy Wimbish. Prayers for health and well-being. Kabje Lamazupa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Galtzin, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Roger and Barb Alexander, Maybelle Allen, the family of Sarah Askew, Bernard Baranski and family, Jim Barnes, Luce and Narcisse Barona, Narcisse Barona Sr., the Black family, Carol Bowers, Tim Bride and family, Stephen Terry Bull, Yuki Burrows, Billy Carlisle, John Carroll, Dwight Clark, Dimitri and Suzanne Diamondopoulos, Tashi Drolma, Megan Flaherty, Susan Kramer, Mildred Gooch, Tracy Haas Thompson, Christina Harrison, Catherine Hines, Francis Hayashi, Stephen Holler and family, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Dell and Sue Johnston, Helen Kasanoff, Wendy King, Nina Kowalski, Lyle Landis' family, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Vanessa Lilligan family, Mary Lojek, R.M., Wilbert Martin, Michelle Maddich, Hans McCall, Tom McGinnity, Kathy McKean. Elvia Mejia, Michael N. Miladonis, Bruce Miller, Charles Mitchell, Evan Myrtle and family, Jay Pandya, Anna Pozo, Jamie Price, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, Ralph Rumley, Eileen Rubin and family, the family of Julia Sanchez, Patrick Scario, Joanne Cease, Tessa Selby, Pooja Shaw, Gloria Shelton, Andre Smith, Emily Smith, Nancy Sorbet, Frank Sutara, Jim Satoris, Lobsang Topton, Francis Ullman, Dion Washington, John Webb, Elizabeth White, Michael George Williams Jr., Lily Williams and Dee Freeman, Shea Wokowicki, Marguerite Young, Cokie the Cat, George and Cadre the Pigs, and Solomon the Cat. So if you turn in the gold prayer book, we'll start on page 183, near the bottom of the page, with the mantra of Shakyamuni Buddha. We'll do that three times. Page 183. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta turn to page 34. We'll read the four immeasurables of Jesus. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. And then if you turn the page, on the bottom of page 37, you'll see the Four Immeasurables chanting version. And we'll do that in Tibetan. Sam Chen Tom Chede Wadong Te Wei Kyu Dong Sam Pa Yoshi Do Chenrezig mantra 8 times and Green Tara's mantra 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme
Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
See the some tree. Yeah, it's a good. Yeah, thank you. So maybe begin with short meditations. So most of all, you already know, probably heard this many times, probably more than 1,000 times. So if some of you are here first time, so we start our class with meditation, short meditations. So here, if you are here first time wondering about, you know, what is meditations, you know, what is the benefit of doing meditation. So So I just want to share, you know, like, just want to share the purpose of meditation. So, the purpose of meditation, or the power of meditation. Gom, like meditation, gom, the power. So, it is important, including myself, you know, to understand why meditate. So, the power of meditation is to reduce, subdue, or reduce disturbing thought, such as anger. The certain thought, the minute that arise, you know, makes you unhappy, So just that makes then people around you also, they make them unhappy, What is called afflicted thought, or usually I call disturbing thought, such as anger. Minute it arise, Nyumong means, that's the name of in Tibetan, disturbing thought called Nyumong. The first piece is called Klesha. So this is not good, unfortunately, so that it's quite hard to stop them. But we have to, we must try. Otherwise, there'll be ongoing, complications in our life. So there's a reason, the power of meditation is to reduce or subdue disturbing thought. Less disturbing thought, better your life is going to be. Happier you are going to be. That's how to go from happiness to happiness. Happiness to happiness with less disturbing thought. So this is, internal. This only can be overcome through thinking. So meditation means thinking. Thinking, new thinking that we are not been familiar before. So now we are trying to make it familiar, with that. That's called meditation. So power, the purpose is to reduce, subdue disturbing thought. It's been there quite a long time, so it'll take time. So, with practice, time and patience, then things will change. Things will slowly change, disturbing thought, okay? So, what do you think? Disturbing thought's problem? So, we all have, it's not just like, don't think that I'm free. I'm not free. I have also disturbing thought too. So now, that's the whole point. We need more positive thinking. We need less negative thinking. To other people, other culture, other tradition, other belief, you are off to, or to yourself, We need more positive thoughts, Especially when things are going wrong. If you can think something positive, then that's amazing. It can be done. With practice. See, this is why, therefore, this life is so precious, because you can challenge this disturbing thought in this form. You can free. Not just challenge, you can free for good. So there will be no more negative thought. Then when you reach some stages, no more negative disturbing thought. You will be free, completely free. Then you will enjoy everlasting vacation. So then, no more disturbing thought. No matter what you see, your mind is fine. No matter what you experience, your mind is fine. What you call liberation, it's called liberation. It's very possible. So, So just want to share that with you, okay, if you are here first time, one of your meditations, the purpose, you, me, everybody should understand the purpose of meditation to reduce, subdue disturbing thought. That's the way to go happiness to happiness. You become happier, kinder, more compassionate, more gentle. Everybody get benefit. So that's the whole point. So here now, there are different types of meditation you can do, as I mentioned before. You can analytical meditation. You can do analytical meditations. Why things are like this, why people change. Could be different topic. Okay, different topic. You read something, and you pick up one topic, then you think about that. Then you start to brainstorm. How is it brainstorm? That's called analytical meditations. Analyzing. So then another meditation called review meditation. Review. You remember certain book that you read, book that you've been discussing. Discussed it? Not discussed it, so I said. Book that you've been discussing. So then you remember, you remember the subject of that book. So that very much depends on the size of material that you remember by heart. You could stay there, a couple of hours, quite easily. That depends very much on the size of the materials, you can just review them. That's like a review meditations. Then during that time, your mind is occupied by that materials. The disturbing thoughts are not easy to get rid of, So in order to get rid of them, you have to think. We have to think. You can't just sit there and think nothing. That's very, very difficult. We have to think. If you think, there's no way to minimize other thoughts. There's no way to stop other thoughts. We have to think. Not just think very precisely. So then slowly, all this senses get weaker, and there will be a point that you will not hear sound. Does not mean you are going deaf. No, you are going to hear sound when you come out of meditation. We have to think, okay? That's review meditations. How long you can do that very much depend on the size of the material that you remember by heart, okay? So then, the last one, that's called concentration meditations. You concentrate. So you are welcome to do either one of those meditations. So maybe we'll do, let's say, 5 minutes or maybe 6 minutes. Concentration meditations, that's the kind of renowned, they talk about mindfulness, being mindful, that's quite known in West. The last meditation is known, quite well known in the Western world, concentrations. You can use your own breath out, in, one. Not from the mouth, from nose. Out, in, that's two. Out, in, that's three. Now count, maybe say 21 times. 21 times. See if you can count. Count just here in mind. Out in. This meditation is antidote for namtok. Namtok is maybe he's saying something about me, or maybe they are talking about me, or maybe. This, how you call it, there's So far, there's no one good translation of this word. Namtok. It's not just that, but you know, Namtok is like if you live with the chain of Namtok means no, then there will be no happy moment, Namtok. So this 21 breathing meditation is taught particularly you to free yourself, help yourself to free from Namtok. Namtok means no. You understand Namtok? Sometimes they say like self-talking, stories, no? Not just one story, many stories, ongoing stories, many stories. Oh. Namtok Nyembo means antidote. Namtok Nyembo. See, when you start to concentrate on your breath, and somehow this story will stop. Somehow. Oh. So that's where they count. Out, in, there's one. Out, in, there's two. Oh. You count that. Maybe typically you count 7, 21. Typically 21. You know, 21, you count 21 times. Okay? You are welcome to do that meditation. Oh. So then the second one, create some mental image. Some mental image. Can be anything. Create something. Something could be water, could be tree, anything. The point is to keep your all attentions. Please try your best to place all your attentions, mental attention, on that single object. What it does, it makes your mind calm and peaceful. It makes your mind calm and peaceful. No? So that exercise can go deep, very deep. Can go, there's 9 stages, 9 different levels, 9 stages. Oh? First one is just to keep your attention on that single object. Just keep there. That's exactly how to be present and how to be within. Because image is not outside, it's here. It's not like looking here. First you look, so then you create, then you are now image is here. So that's like Nangdu Jokpa. That's like out of 9 stages. When you talk about concentration meditations, you are talking about, karma abiding meditations. Oh? So that meditation is 9 stages. The first one is Nangdu Jokpa, be within. Oh? Be inwardly, not outside, it's inside, be within, be present, whatever you call. In Tibetan word, Nangdu Jokpa means, look within. So, that's the initial, that's out of 9 stages, that's the first one, how to be present, Putting all our mental, I'm repeating this is important. Why is important? Because this makes your mind calm and peaceful. If you learn correctly, this will make your mind calm and peaceful. If you learn how to place all your mental attention on one single object, doesn't matter, in the beginning, short, then multiple, Short, maybe 2 minutes, break, 2 minutes, break, maybe 3 minutes, break. And when you become familiar, then few, long. Then you expand, then long, few. Then see how you enjoy. Then you will tell, whether that makes your mind calm and peaceful. It's supposed to make your mind calm and peaceful. So then I think that's good, that's good. Someday, Chi Chi. So that's what it's called. Samdhi means concentration. Chi-chi means it makes your mind calm and peaceful. Okay? So concentrating on the image. So here, all, not just attention, all your attention placed on one single object. All your attentions. So then that exercise will make your mind calm and peaceful, no doubt. 100%, it will make your mind come as peaceful. Okay, so either one of those meditations you are welcome to do. So maybe we'll do next 5 minutes or maybe 6 minutes. Okay. So then, you know, like with that, you know, understanding, you know, the power of meditation is to subdue or reduce negative thought. With that understanding, not just understanding, clear understanding of that, so then with that knowledge, if you meditate, so hopefully then disturbing thought will be subdued. So then true happiness began. That's not temporary relief. No, it's not temporary relief. So many happiness that we consider as a happiness, they're just temporary relief. Or temporary relief, you know. So carrying backpack here, carrying backpack. So then the pain is already there, but it's not obvious. It's not obvious. And you carry, then like after 1 hour, you get hurt. So then you move here. That's just temporary relief. Temporary relief. Oh. Through meditation, whatever has the peace or calmness you generate in your mind, that's not temporary relief. That's like, you know, that's true happiness. True happiness. Also now there's no analytical meditation, review meditations, concentration meditation that, you know, you can do. Three types of meditation you can do. Okay? If you are interested. So then, you know, your meditation is going to be productive rather than just sitting there, you know. So then in order to do productive meditation, we have to think. We must think. Because this is the only way you can subdue disturbing thought, you know. Not just sitting like this. If you sit there like that, then if you think, that's the only way, because this is in thinking. Disturbing thoughts are in thinking. So there's only way you can subdue them or get rid of them is through thinking. No, we have to think. So we are all capable to think, right? That's good news. We are all capable to think. Huh? See, no, we think all the time. Then I've been reading this book. It's called 7-Point Thought Transformation. So, as I said, science, spiritual, meditations, all of that, you know. What we are trying to do is like we are trying to solve the problem. See, some approach is very much based on material things. Some approach is very much based on thinking. That's Buddhism is Nangba, means, you know, trying to find the solutions through thinking, you know, through thinking. So then, in reality, not all our thinking is good. Do you agree? Yeah. So that's truth, you know. So whether we like or not, that's truth. If I say, oh, all your thinking is good, that's not true. That's lying. So there's so many things. Our thinking is not right, you know. So need to, you know. So this is called thought transformation. There's some of the thoughts need to transform. What Shantideva not here, other book Shantideva said, Dunga Thorje Semye Jams means, you have the mind to overcome from suffering. Mind? You have the mind or desire to overcome from suffering. Dunga Thorje Semye Jams. Shantideva, there's one of the Indian masters. Indian master, he wrote this book around 8th century, 8 centuries, long time ago. Dunga Thorje Semye Jams. So these people, they spend so much time analyzing, you know, why, you know, the sufferings, is that way to end the suffering, what is caused by all the suffering. They spend so much. They study in the morning. They used to, they did a lot of research. They did a lot of research. Even though you have mind, that mind probably not just mind, or probably refers to some interest to overcome from suffering. You are heading for suffering. What he's saying, then he's saying something important. Maybe kind of got confused, not knowing what the suffering is caused by, I'm thinking my suffering is caused by my roommate. I thought that's the second noble truth. Is there four noble truths, right? Some of you remember, probably most of you remember. I thought second noble truth is my roommate. So, or maybe it's the weather, you know? Or maybe it's the traffic. But maybe it's the color in my house. Maybe I don't like that color. Maybe he's saying something important. Maybe we need to pay a little attention, you know? Even though you have mind to achieve happiness, out of confusions, you destroying your happiness like your own enemy. That's why it said. So what is that? cause of suffering. So that's why need to have deeper understanding. Yes, it's not easy. It's like big puzzle. It's not easy. So in Buddhism, they talk about samsara. Right, samsara. Need to understand what is samsara, what they are talking about. They are talking about your existence, our existence. our existence. There will be complications. It's not going to be happy all the time. That's the truth, that's the reality. That's why it's called samsara. You may not like to hear this saying, but no, I'm going to say anyway. Samsara is like tip of needle. If you sit on the tip of needle, there's going to be pain, some pain. Because you are sitting on the tip of needle, you know. No matter which direction you sit, there will be some pain. Unless your skin become like, how say, cow, they use cow in the field, plow. So then their skin of neck gets so thick, because it's been a long time pulling back and forth, year after year. It will help just to understand what is samsara. It helps, you know, whenever there are things go wrong. So I know, you know. That because this is samsara, that's what will happen. I know a little bit now. So as I, the examples that I use. So if we don't have a head, we'll never get headache, right? The reason we get headache, so we have head. We can't just complain, no, because there's head. The head is going to get hurt, no, someday, no. Not saying that everybody will get headache, maybe. No, you get because of head. Because of this body, there will be some complications, no? Whether we like or not, that's the reality. So we can't just pretend, oh, everything's fine, everything's not going to be fine. Sooner or later, there will be something that goes wrong because of this body, you know? So, samsara, you know, samsara. So anyway, so what Shantideva was saying, that's why I'm saying this thought transformation has been needed. Certain concept, certain thinking, in order to become happier human being, the sudden perception needs to be changed. Sudden thought needs to be transformed. Transformed. So that's therefore adding to studying thought transformation text. Is you know, it's a good thing to do. So I've been reading this thought transformation text. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then, that is good for American too, because American people like to study. Am I right? Some of us are. So, you know, like, other world, most of the people are uneducated. You know, here everybody can read, write, you know, they like to study, they like to do research. How is it about doing research for your own happiness? You know? Yeah, so, cause, you know, cause of our difficulties, cause. Oh. So, So today I'm going to read the section here, Jowa Shide Thamgecho. Jowa Shide Thamgecho, they're talking about some, can you read in English?
With the three views and treasury of space?
No, four. Four.
The fourfold practice?
First one is this, say Kunla Kadicho means before that.
Toward all beings contemplate their great kindness? Toward all beings contemplate their great kindness.
Toward all beings, contemplate
their great kindness.
Their great kindness. So see, this is good. No, this is good information. This is very good information. Not just information. This is very good information. It's not saying that, become a religious person. It's not saying become Buddhist. It's not saying become Christian. What it's saying is saying,
toward all beings, contemplate their great kindness.
Toward all beings. That's more word in English. In Tibetan. Tibetan says, Kula Kadichewa Gom. Finish. Kula Kadichewa Finish. That's more English word there. So, Kula means all. Kadi means great kindness.
Oh, great kindness.
Gom means then
contemplate.
Means think. How that can be done. This is very good. This is really good, you know. So you don't have to have religions to think like that, you know. This is what has been needed. Especially when things are going wrong. This is desperately needed, you know. This thinking is desperately needed. This thinking will bring you to happiness. No matter where you go, where you live, if you have this thinking, it will bring you happiness. Kunla Kadicho, all, not just not Tibetan, American, all. Why? Because all same, looking for happiness every moment, looking for freedom from suffering every second, same, fundamentally same. This is more important to emphasize than all other things. His Holiness says secondary level, you know, Buddhist, Christian, Jewish, Islam, Tibetan, American, white, black, you know, yellow, brown, orange, purple. I'm not sure that's purple, but so much emphasis to put it there, you know. Just see as a human being. Just see as a human being meeting. One human being to another human being. So this thinking is very good. This thing is very good. Kula Kadicho Gom. There's a number of ways you can do. So I'm not sure, what is the best thing to in America? How to apply this in America? Kula Kadicho Gom. How? You want to say something, please? How that can be done? In Buddhism, there's a number of ways you can do. You know, to think, or each person, or Kunla Kadicho, that means every individual, you know. When you see somebody also as a contemplating the great kindness of that particular beings, how that can be done, you have to have some way to do. Kunla Kadicho, so maybe Chukla and. Live talk. Say something. So in America, how you do? How you say? Can you say it in English again?
Toward all beings, contemplate their great kindness.
Yeah, toward all beings, contemplate their kindness. How that can be done? Done means how you do, how you apply, how you do. Yeah. So I was wondering.
Okay.
I'm ready to receive teaching from you. Yeah. So here, you know, like some of the approach that in Buddhism may not be relevant, because you know Buddhists, you know, do believe this is not only life, you know, this life goes on. So this is not fast. There's something before this. So and here in America, everybody. A lot of people are very, very much scientific minded. So I, you know, being here 16 years, you know, when I talk, I hear sometimes they are not, you know, so I'm not sure how many people believe something before this or something after this. So therefore I'm saying some of the approach in the Buddhist teaching may not be relevant. So beside, I was the wondering, beside thinking something before this, something after that, something after this, how can apply this message? How? You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. You understand?
Yeah.
Not thinking something before this, not thinking something after this, and how to apply this message. So I was very curious. Yeah. No, now, this life, just this life. So, how to put into practice this, how to put that into practice? Yeah, please, yes, give more teachings, that's good.
I was thinking I can just think about this life, this moment.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to hear, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, she want to say something?
I just thought that's the best way, because I come from Hinduism and I believe in reincarnation. And that's kind of scary also, because I also believe that like after 7 non-human lives, you get 1 human life. And this life is very valuable. This interaction now, this moment is very valuable. So just focus
just this life. This life, right?
Yeah, at least. Even if somebody doesn't believe in reincarnation or before and after this, we all still want to be happy in this life. We all want to be happy now. And we feel happy when we do good things.
Oh, right. So now the question is how you can think whenever you see another human being, let's just stay as human being, okay? Let's just stay with human being. So it's like sometimes it's kind of overwhelming by all being, you know, kind of overwhelmed. Just stay with the human beings. When you see another human beings, how you can apply this message, like say, contemplate kindness of that person.
Yes, for the way I would do is like, I met Venerable Tricky and we are all looking for happiness. We are all the same person. So even if they do something wrong or something evil, they still want to be happy. Maybe they are ignorant, but human life is the most valuable thing, and I respect that.
Yeah, so I think that's very good.
One way is to feel gratitude for all the people who were involved in bringing food to our table, or bringing clothes to our back, or bringing shelter. All the folks who planted crops and gathered them and processed them and transported them, the people in factories halfway around the world who made clothing, just to feel gratitude, because without them we would not have what we have.
Very good. Something practical. I think that's very good. Yeah, particularly like the food, all of that, yeah. It's okay, people talk, it's okay. I think it's important, no? Rather than just me talking last 16 years. just talking, not much benefit. So if you talk, then I didn't know. More talk is more beneficial, yeah.
Okay. What I do, just because initially it started so close to home, my husband is a devout Muslim. So I had to learn a very direct way to appreciate him. And so it's a combination of devotion and admiration. And I have since then carried that further out. So it's a very specific practice to me, at least. So I look for his devotion, and then I practice admiration. And doing that makes me care for him and love him for what he finds so beautiful in this world. So anytime I see somebody, somebody I don't know, my first instinct is to look for something they're devoted to, whether it's their children that they're with, a job, anything. And I apply my admiration for that, and that makes me love them regardless of what happens, what kind of interaction we have.
So very good.
That's how I practice it. But
wonderful. Very good. Very good. Yeah, please, yeah. Very good, yeah. So need two mics.
In every action and every person that I encounter, I try to look them in the eyes and let them know that I care for them, and every moment that is me in front of them, that everyone needs exactly what I need, that happiness and loving and kindness. So on a day-to-day basis, every interaction should be with loving kindness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very good. That's wonderful. anybody want to say? No pressure. Put no pressure. No pressure. that's what is needed. So I think we all agree. So that's what I'm trying to emphasize. That's what I told yesterday. I was in Elon College. These kids, they come there to learn how to meditate. I told them, very clearly. Not every people become Christian. No way. Impossible. No matter how you try, it's not going to happen. That's the truth. It's not going to happen. Not everybody will become Buddhist. That's not going to happen. No. Right? That's not going to happen. Not everybody will believe in something. There will be people there out there. Some of them are atheists. Nothing wrong. Some of them, then I just learned new word. One student, he told me, he's like agnostic. Agnostic, there are some of them agnostic. Some of them believe in something, some of them don't believe in anything. But all this different, agnostic, ETS, then believing in something, believers. Bottom line, everybody looking for something, some happiness. That's equal. See, everybody wants happiness. That's true. No, not everybody wants to become Christian. That's not true. Not everybody wants to become Buddhist. That's not true. What is true is everybody wants happiness. That's true. That applies to all the animals too. No, animals have no interest to become Buddhist. I don't think none of them have thinking about becoming Buddhist. Even my own pet, Buddhist monk's pet. Even they have no interest to become Buddhist, I don't think. But they want to be happy. So that's equal. No? Everybody wants to be happy. So how is about now? How is about rather than fighting with my belief, your belief best, my belief best, trying to convert somebody to somebody? It's just ridiculous. How is about just think each other something wonderful? Something wonderful. To respect each other's life, So, see, whoever's doing it, there are people, a lot of people in America, that you don't see in television, you don't see in TV, you don't hear the radio, but there are a lot of good people in America. A lot of good people in America. You don't see them. So, when the world is like a reflection of your thought, world is a reflection of your thought. If your thought is negative, it's going to be whatever reflection that is going to be something negative. So see, you know, whenever we go around the lake, if somebody's smiling, you enjoy that, you know? Then you smile back. What it causes, it does cause nothing. Some people don't smile. So now here, sometimes, you know, so the point, you know, is not to make, you know, you can't, I myself alone cannot make everybody happy. That's not going to happen in reality, you know? Do you agree? Why? Because there are different interests, different mindset. According to Buddhism, that mindset is functioning based on something. something. See? There's what you call, Buddhists call karma. No, you have no clue. So see, now how is about what everybody wants is happiness. So then how I can contribute to that? That's very, very important. So that will make, you know, everybody, how you say, that makes everybody feel good. If somebody's thinking like that, okay, no, I am one happiness, same as that, no, she want happiness. So I should not, best I should contribute. If not, at least I should not harm. That kind of thinking. There'll be no, you know, then there'll be no, it'll be better, you know. So that's why here, kunla kadinshangam, how that can be done. Kunla has a contemplating great kindness of all, you know, contemplating great kindness of all.
Toward all beings,
great kindness, something, yeah. So you remember in English? Yeah. Because I already know in Tibetan, so I don't have much enthusiastic to learn English all over again. So, so then if you're really seeking, okay, I'm sick of this suffering, I really want to be free, you have to look for liberation. If you look for liberation, so then that's everlasting vacation. So, oh yeah, Jawashi Nathangwe just said to me. Now 5 minutes, so I will read a little more here from Jawashi Nathangwe, the second one. Second one, Chikala, please.
With the three views and treasury of space, the yoga of protection is unexcelled.
Three view, huh? I don't see this here too. Maybe this after that.
By meditating on illusions as the four Buddha bodies, emptiness is protection unsurpassed.
Okay, and so then again
the fourfold practice.
Yeah, that's the one. Fourfold practice.
The fourfold practice is the most excellent method. Relate whatever you can to meditation right now.
The first one, what is it called? First one.
The fourfold practice.
The first one.
Before that.
The first one, fourfold. That's one.
The fourfold practice.
The first one out of four. What is the first one? It's called in English.
It doesn't list that. Let me see if I can. Yeah.
It's okay. The fourfold. What is called fourfold?
The fourfold practice.
The
first practice, the accumulation of merit.
Accumulation of merit. So that's the one, the first one, accumulation of merit.
Yeah.
So, do you understand merit? No merit. Merit. Cholesterol. It's not that complicated. Merit means, you know, doing positive things. Could be saying prayer, saying mantra, doing meditations, giving food, all the good things, all the positive things, good things, whether they're related to your speech, whether they're related to your mind, whether they're related to your physical body, doing good things. So why the merit is important in Buddhism? Well, you can learn something for Buddhism. Doesn't mean you have to become Buddhist. You can learn something
then use. So then change your life. That's we can learn something from Christianity, we can learn something and use. It makes your life happier. That's good. Excuse me. First one is creating merit. Creating merit means, Sonamsa, creating merit. Like giving the bird the food to the bird in your backyard. Even just giving one piece of food for the bird in your backyard, or offering them water. In America, it's not that easy, right? In Asia, it's quite easy. You can give a piece of chocolate, you can give bread. People are happy to hear. It's kind of difficult, right? Am I right? Giving food is not easy. Individually, you can go to food bank, but individually, giving food, is not easy. It's quite easy in Asia, You can give them, they are really happy. You can just give them and make them very happy. Here, people have so much. So anyway, but you can give, doesn't have to be people. You can give bird, to see how much the squirrel they're looking for food in your backyard. It's quite amazing, they'll go. So if you give big nut, if you give one, they will eat there. If you give three, four, then they become greedy, like us. So then they carry. Then they they run there. You look. Sometimes you find that they're digging something, they put there. So then after maybe 1 week, so they come back, then they look. I'm not sure whether they're finding or not finding. Everywhere they're looking. So I never saw somebody found something, but they bury. They bury everywhere, so I didn't saw anybody find something. So they bury. So if you give small things, and they know it's not worth to make trip back and forth, so they just eat there. Small nuts, then they eat there. See it like that, And when you see, it makes you happy, So you just clean, you give them clean water. When the water gets dirty, you just clean them. It takes only 5 minutes, just clean them, pour new water. And when you walk around, when you see, it makes you happy. That's not just one, two, a lot of them eating. Makes you happy. It doesn't cost much. Much you can enjoy rather than chasing them with a stone. You are not going to win. They are going to come back. So they are going to come back. When you are not there, they are going to come back. When you are there, they will come back, They are much faster than you. You can chase them. So see, I find that out. I find that quite interesting. That's like creating merit. Creating merit. See, why it's important? Because merit is the cause. Believe it or not, it's cause for happiness. That's why. First one. Okay. Second one.
The second one is the pure.
So this is interesting, that's very foreign to your probably ear, very interesting one. Purifications, See, you and I, we all have something to feel bad about, We all have something to feel bad about. When you remember, you don't feel good. Thinking about that all day long, that doesn't make sense. Right? It doesn't make sense, Thinking about laundry, I use this example. Thinking about laundry, not doing laundry. See, not doing laundry at all. But thinking about laundry doesn't make sense. Why you think about laundry? Because you are not going to wash them. So see, thinking about, we all have something to feel bad about. But thinking about that all day long doesn't make sense. So in Buddhism, I just want to share this with you. In Buddhism, when you think about them, and you think, when you are about to purify them, you think about them. Then there's no fear. Voluntarily, deliberately, you bring them up, and you look them very closely, and you purify them. Difference between thinking about them when you are not about to do something, and thinking about them when you're about to do something, there's a big difference. So, when you're about to do something, when you want to do something, you know, deliberately, violently, if you think about them, then you'll do something. After that, you don't feel bad. That's quite interesting. You don't feel bad. Instead of you feeling bad, you feel good. You understand? What do you think? Sink full with dishes. You have all this sophisticated soap, sponge, the best sponge to clean, best soap. There's all kinds of soap. I'm not sure which one the best, but all kinds of soap. So, yeah, seeing full of dishes, dirty dishes, that's not fun. It's fun? It's not fun. It's not fun, right? But it can be clean. It can be clean. When you clean, after that you feel good. That's exactly, I think, how you feel in mind. Yeah, that's what I think. With my little experience, you know, whenever I think about something negative, if I do something right after that, I feel good. Because I did something, I feel good, not just entirely negative. So then, you know, that goodness will grow. Will grow. That's why it's called purifying. Where there's a guilt. When you think about that, you think out of negative mind. You're thinking about out of negative mind. What you're thinking is negative, something negative that bothers your mind. What you're doing, nothing. So that's no good. You think about something that bothers your mind, you think about that out of positive mind. You understand? What do you think? Do you think, can we do? To purify. So there, you know, like what you call, there's four powers. You know, four powers needed. So, out of that is regret. Regret is the most important one. Regret, not the guilt. Tibetan word. There's no even. There's a topic that comes up yesterday in Elon College. Students, one of the students, talk about guilt. I told them the word in Tibetan, the word guilt doesn't exist. There's no word in Tibetan, so there's no translations. Oh. So what we say, I regret. Oh. Oh, he's saying something that I couldn't understand. He says some people, they feel guilt because they have so much opportunities. See? Oh. So we say regret. I regret. I regret that I said something, I've been very harsh on my friend. I regret. Then, self-discipline. From now on, next hour, I'll not repeat this again because I don't feel good when I remember. I don't feel good. So I should not repeat that mistake again. For sake of my own happiness, for sake of happiness of my friends, you know, I should not repeat that. Then that requires some self-discipline. Oh, see, not like rules, regulation, self-discipline. From now on, for sake of my own happiness, you know, when I remember, I don't feel good, so I should not repeat certain things. When I remember, it doesn't feel me, doesn't make me feel good, so I should not repeat it again. So, you know, four powers. From now on, next hour, you know, this
self-discipline also requires courage, and I feel I lack the courage to be self-disciplined because the past is so overwhelming.
Courage and the past. What do you say? What?
The courage to do something. She's talking about where's the courage to do it. But you said when you do it, you become happier. So maybe it's about constantly remembering, this will make me happy. if I do this, this will make me happy. And to remember, because it's easy to forget.
But, you know, that whatever you're doing, there's not going to be eating cheesecake. It's not going to be like eating cheesecake, you know. Eating cheesecake doesn't require much effort, right? It's not going to be like that. It's not going to be like, you know, fun or a lot of fun. It's not going to be like that, you know. But when you do, then fun will follow. Fun? How do you say? Process, you know, process. Like, so, okay, see, even exercise, you know, everybody knows. We all know when you exercise, you feel good. We all know. No need to explain. But doing exercise is not, is that easy? It's not easy. So, see, it requires, how do you say, when you do exercise, you feel good. After you feel good, right? After. So then, like, now also we need the same courage for that too. How, like, say, then, like, in the lake, you see some people running, a lot of people not running. So then, how come not everybody running? So, like, everybody knows, you know, like, exercise is good, then how come not everybody exercising? The courage for that, courage. I'm not saying, you know, not exercising bad things, but, you know, everybody knows, you know. So, I myself, I am supposed to exercise because I have diabetes. Diabetes, I'm supposed to exercise, but I don't. So I do know it will benefit me, but it's not like, my point is not process. Process is not, it's like, wow, I want to do, you know, it's like, what she says, you need courage. So, for me, whenever I remember something negative that bothers in my mind, also like after like maybe like 10 years ago, or 20 years ago, 7 years ago, yesterday, when I feel, and I say something, you know, I say something, and I feel good. Not every day, but you know, most of the day I'm doing pretty good, but you know, not every single day, you know, sometimes I do get lazy too. So see, now the courage, my courage. I'm not sure. So that's a tough question. So I'm not sure. So courage. So see, courage.
I thought of a solution, like based on our previous conversation. Maybe just think, I could just think about what's happening now rather than thinking about the past. So I don't have to find courage. It's doing what I'm supposed to do now.
Yeah, that's very important. Now, you know, this moment is matter. This moment matter, you know. Past is past. It's finished. Past is past, you know. Oh, maybe it's time to stop now. Yeah, Thomas, one said then.
Yeah, just another thing that I find very helpful when I'm looking at anything overwhelming is not to look at the whole, but a little piece at a time. You know, one step. This whole thing is
one
huge.
Step at
so
a time.
One little bite. You know, and then tomorrow, one and a half bites. And then, you know, so very, very slowly, a little bit at a time, and then it's less overwhelming.
Guess what? When I find myself facing this, I always say, boy, being lazy, it feels so good. It just feels good sitting around. I'm not doing anything. This is good. But then the regret sets in, and I thought I wasted time. I could have done what I had set out to do. Instead, I was lazy. And then if I choose to do something and try to cultivate a joyful effort to accomplish something, I may not like it at the moment, but then afterwards there's a deeper and a long-term feeling of, that was good. That was a good thing to do, and it brings happiness. The happiness of laziness, which is very short.
So wasting means like, if you're thinking negative, something negative, that's really wasting, no? And other than that, no, like, no wasting. I think, we should all try. never give up, you know. Even like, say, one step is a step, right? 100 steps is a step. But even one step, that's also step two. So, so anyway, the second one is to how to deal with this feeling of not liking, how is the feeling, what do you call this, like, yeah, so something to purify. So it's very, very helpful. It's very helpful. I said here, people, from the Buddhist point of view, so that feeling purifies, that feeling purifies. So as I said, you don't need to think of a complicated purification practice. Here, stupa, just go one round. When you go out, just go one round. It purifies. Believe or not, it purifies. Huh? So, so easy to do. Because when you feel like I did something, in order to feel good, you have to do something. Otherwise, everybody wants to feel good. Then how come not everybody is feeling good? You have to do something. Otherwise, feeling good is not going to just automatically come. You have to do something. So, even thinking about something negative, you don't feel good because something negative. So then, when you purify them, then you feel good. So see, so there's something. So I've been encouraging, So see, doing voluntary work, here at the center. Do whenever you feel something bad. Do something. You, me, all of us, not just you, all of us, we do something, something to feel good, rather than feel bad and bad and bad continuously, okay? So time is way over, so I have this next class, so I'll stop here, okay? Thank you for coming here. Maybe dedicate next class, because time is way over.